Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Naso. In this week, Parashat, the longest one, we read a lot of different subjects, and there's a point in the weekly portion that if you will read it, you will surely remember what we're talking about. It's an insight. It's a text that everybody remembers. It's the priestly blessing. Yivarecha Hashem v'shmerecha, God will bless you and keep you. Yair Hashem p'nav alecha v'chunecha, may God shine His light on you and will bless you, and He's going to bring peace on you. It's a blessing that is blessing the people of Israel for generations. On the prayer, we have the priest till this day that are blessing the people. They have a blessing and they stand in front of the crowd and they inflict this light into the people. Every father on Friday night before the meal puts his hand on his hands, on the head of his kids, and gives this same blessing. And it's been a blessing for so many years. And now I'm going to bring you on into a very detailed, specific issue that needs to be reflected upon. And that's the topic. You know, every morning, if you're going to come to a synagogue here in Israel, you will see the priests going into this blessing and, you know, giving the blessing to the people. Myself, I'm a Levite, and I'm washing their hands every time they're doing it. Funny enough, when you're living the land of Israel, till this day, you will see that on a morning prayer, they're not blessing the people. On the Sabbath, we bless here in Israel. They do not bless. Only in special holidays and occasions, the priests stand in front of the crowd and give the blessing outside of Israel. It takes time to get used to it, because as somebody who's, you know, familiar with the prayer, and you come to the morning prayer and you're ready for this next move to happen, and it doesn't happen, it's a bit of a weird situation. And many commentaries ask the question, why? Why the difference between the land of Israel and outside of Israel? Among the many answers, the first thing that comes in mind is that there's a different power in the land and outside of the land. What is this different power? It connects to the blessing that the priests, the Kohanim, are saying just before they bless the people. God bless us, that we will bring the blessing to the people with love. Levarech et amo Israel be'ahava. We should bring the blessing to the people in love. And then they're doing the verses. The commentaries explain to us something very deep and meaningful that really explains the essence of the priest's blessing. There's no other command that is connected to love. I mean, not love your God, but there's no other ritual that we are need to perform a blessing and say, may we do this with love, may we wear our tefillin with love, may we keep our Shabbat with love. Only blessing the people by the priests. Because the very important insight from the blessing of the priest is, it is not about the Kohanim and it's not about the priests. It's about God giving a blessing to the people. And He's using almost the priests, the Kohanim, standing there in front of the people. He's using them as a pipe, as a bridge to bring the blessing from Hashem to the people. So what's the difference? When you live outside of Israel, and that's a very special secret to tell you now, when the people of Israel live outside of Israel, it is not pure enough. The blessing goes through the people, but not in the right way. They cannot go to the level of love needed to really be open to the people, to stand in front of them and to be an open pipe between God and the people. You need to fill yourself with love, and you cannot do it outside of Israel. Why? Why outside of Israel is problematic in this way? Of course, you can say it's a spiritual connection to the land. We need to be here, and it's important to connect with the people. It's good, but it's not enough. Why there's a difference between the love, so-called, of the people here and outside of Israel? I think it connects to one of the first topics that we read in the parasha, and the story of the Nazirim, the monks. The people that decided to be disconnected from this world. They're not going to eat grape, they're not going to drink wine, they're not going to interact with the world as much. They want to be more spiritual, and therefore they're cutting themselves from the insides of the world. They grow their hair, and they're just living in their spiritual connection and world like a bubble. I think there's a very strong connection between the Kohanim and the Nazir. And the essence is, what do you count to be holy? Outside of Israel, for many generations, when the people of Israel had to live there and build their communities, they were disattached from the land. Therefore, everything they did was either working, making their own business, making their own profit, or being in the spiritual surrounding, learning Torah, praying, being the bubble of the shtetl of learning. Only in the land of Israel, there's a different layer. It's a layer of somebody doing spiritual work and also connecting to the physical world. When you are working in agriculture here in Israel, are you doing something spiritual or physical? The secret is you're doing something that is connecting both. When you're going to the army in Israel, are you spiritual or physical? You're connecting the spirituality and the forces of work. This all inside of connecting holiness in mundane life is always an obstacle to human beings. Most people need to separate. They're either monks working on their spirituality, or they're people that living their day to day, and with that they're living the spiritual essence. Only in the land of Israel, these two elements could be connected. Only in the land of Israel, there's a possibility to live life and to be both connected to the spiritual side and to day-to-day work. You're not doing something that separates them, because you are working with the people of God. And every person in this world, in Israel, who works in a small corner, brings together the power of spirituality into the existence of the people in the land. This work and study is being worked on and learned about for many, many years by Rav Kook. And Rav Kook, in his book, he connects those lines, especially with the first pioneers who came to establish Israel. They came, but they weren't so religious. He comes to them and he hugs them and he tells them, "You are holy people. From the exterior, you're not keeping Shabbat, you're not doing the rituals. But in the interior, what are you doing? You're bringing back the nation of Israel to the land. Isn't it not a spiritual insight? Is it not a spiritual journey? Yes, in your personal world, you're not keeping this and you're not keeping that. But look at the wider perspective. You're making a big, huge amount of sacrifice, living life here in a way that you're bringing the people of Israel back to the land, and that's a spiritual step. Going back to the priests, to the Kohanim, who are giving the blessing. Only here in Israel, you can really clean the pipe and bringing blessing from God to the people. You don't need to have any extra help. Outside of Israel, you need the spirit of the holiday, you need the spirit of the rituals, to maybe a couple of times of the year, being clean enough to be able to connect the divine and the mundane world, the blessing of God and the people. Shabbat Shalom.